WOR News Time, 7:05.
Welcome. I'm E.G. Marshall. I think it was Charles Kingsley, that notable 19th century clergyman and novelist, who said, "There are more ways of killing a cat than choking it to death with cream." I leave it to you to decipher exactly what he meant to suggest by that. I bring it up only because this is the story of a cat with many lives who at length, without violence, had to end his career.
The police are coming back. You better report it to them, Nicole.
No, Josh. But if you love me and you won't deny me, say nothing. Let me do the talking.
Mademoiselle, I see you waited.
You didn't find the man you were chasing?
No, as usual. He has given us this slip.
Who is he?
I wish we knew. A burglar who roams the rooftops like a cat. That is the police force's only name for him. Le Chat.
Our mystery drama, The Cat is Dead, was written especially for the Mystery Theater by Ian Martin and stars Marion Seldes and Ian Martin. It is sponsored in part by Buick Motor Division and Contac, the 12-hour cold capsule. I'll be back shortly with Act One.
The standard engine is a V8. Standard tires, steel-belted radios. There are front and rear stabilizer bars, special springs and shock valving, fast ratio power steering, and a rally steering wheel. What makes all this interesting is that it belongs to a full-size six-passenger Buick, the 1977 LeSabre Sport Coupe. You'll have to drive it to believe it.
Mystery Theater fans, more radio drama is coming your way here at 710 starting this weekend. The General Mills Radio Adventure Theater will premiere this Saturday evening at 6:05 with an adaptation of Robert Louis Stevenson's classic story, Kidnapped. On Sunday afternoon, following the news at 5, tune in for A Very Special Place. On weekends to come, we'll proudly present more classic adventure as well as exciting original dramas. So do join us for the General Mills Radio Adventure Theater this Saturday evening following the news at 6 here at 7:10.
Are you a people watcher? I mean, whenever you pass or sit with others on the street, a bus, wherever, can you resist the impulse to speculate who your fellow travelers are, what they do, what kind of people they are? For example, we're on flight 843, bound from New York to Paris. And across the aisle is a tall, slim, still stunning woman in her early 50s. Beside her in the window chair is a ramrod straight, all whipcord and steel man, whose age is only attested to by his almost silver-white hair. Who would you guess them to be? Well, why guess? We're about to find out.
Mickey.
Mm. I'm awake, Josh.
I just wanted to be sure your belt was fastened. The sign's up.
I didn't have to see it. I felt us losing altitude. Are you?
Oh, I never take mine off, habit.
I love you.
Because I keep my seatbelt fastened?
Mm-mm. Just... habit.
Now, there's a left-handed compliment.
Well, I mean, after 30 years. No, Josh, not even a general can make me fall into habit. I wake up to it fresh every morning. What time is it?
5 a.m. Paris time.
Midnight our time. American. Happy anniversary, dearest.
Ditto. 30 years.
How's Paris? You were looking at it out the window.
Oh, Paris. It's incredible as always. What is the most used?
Formidable.
No. For coming to our other home.
Oh, mine, not yours. Except that I am American now.
And part of me will always be what you were, my French siren.
Oh, thank you, Josh. It is the most wonderful 30th anniversary present you can give me. Already I feel 23 again, or younger.
Well, that makes two of us. Oh, Nicole, never ask a general to defend war, except me, because the war brought me you. Vive la guerre!
Vive la résistance, because it brought me you.
Darling.
Oh, mommy.
Well, he should be down any minute. He's gone into his approach. We don't have anything to declare, do we?
No. Why should we?
Oh, I don't know if I like that hesitation. Are you up to something?
Don't you trust me yet?
Wouldn't I be a fool if I did it all the way? You know you manipulate me like a puppet.
Why, Brigadier General Josh Maynard, I declare, how can you talk that way?
Nico Lautier, where did you get that phony 7 inches?
It wasn't phony.
All right. Was pretty good. But, I still want to know about the hesitation.
Oh, that pause was only because I wasn't quite sure what it was you thought I ought to declare. Shall I tell a customs officer if he asks me? But I love you.
Oh, all right, forget it. The only reason I ask is that I'm so anxious to get to L'Hotel, unpack, and start prowling all the old haunts. You don't mind being on the left bank?
Oh, Josh, we're here to return to the past and make it live again. That's the best present you could have given me for my 30th anniversary. To get rid of all those 30 years and to go back as near as we can to where it all began.
What's on the agenda for today?
Oh, nothing. Rien, pas du tout. We're on vacation. Why don't you mention croissant or brioche? Let me read my journal.
What's in the news?
Who knows? Who cares? I'm in the back pages. I thought maybe we could have a look at what's playing at the Comédie Française. Only by...
Or what? L'Opéra? Folies Bergères? The cafe?
Attendez. How easily we slip into the past. Wait a minute.
Well, what's the matter?
It's something I just ran across in the obituaries. Listen. Monsieur Paul Etienne Cramois, mayor of Montcarnet, a small town in Normandy, died quietly last night in his sleep. Mayor Cramois, prominently identified after World War II as a leader in the resistance, had been known for some time to be suffering from a heart condition. As well he should.
What?
Never mind. That settles it.
Settles what, Nick?
We've been talking about making a memory tour of Normandy, haven't we?
Well, we decided not to, I thought.
Well, now we can't. We have got to go back. Back to Montcarnet.
Oh, I was afraid of this. Back to Montcarnet? Are you crazy, Nicole?
Oh, darling. Don't you remember?
Yes, too damn vividly. Look, Nicky, in spite of time, 30 years, technically, we are still accessories after the fact and liable for arrest. Not me, I'm an American, but you... Well, you know, the French still consider you a citizen of La Belle République on their soil. It's crazy. Just give me one solid, sensible reason for returning to Montcarnet.
I have to. Because I have something to return. You see, Josh, for all that happened to us there, I never told you the full story.
Oh, happy anniversary. Now she's ready to tell me one generation later. Look, let me billboard it for you. Once upon a time, a long time ago, a war was fought to make the world safe for democracy. That was its particular slogan. Its number was World War II. The only point I would care to make for it is that one day, at long last, it ended. And a sexy, sensational, loving young woman named Nicole Lautier, who had saved the life of a young pilot who had crashed in France...
And whose name was Josh Maynard. You know, you were the only one I helped pass through the underground and back to the 8th Air Force. That made me want to defect and keep you in France, even in German-controlled France.
No, you don't mean that.
Well, of course not. It's just that I loved you, and I still do.
Well, do you think after I met you, I was that eager to get back to Great Britain and start flying again and trying to get myself killed?
That was the best part. I mean, that you didn't get killed.
Well, obviously. Now, where was I?
After the war, thank heaven.
Oh, yes. When I found you again, and I was still trying to persuade you to marry me...
Well, I wasn't sure I had enough to offer you. And face it, you were not all that sure about me. In excitement...
I knew what I wanted.
You thought you knew. No. Listen. Montcarnet has settled it for us. Don't you remember? After we D-Day, when we got together at last, we took that trip by car through Normandy.
Oh, how could I forget?
All right, and it all started with us getting lost. Oh, what a lovely night in autumn it was. The moon riding high, tossed like a ship at sea on scudding clouds. 1946. Over 30 years ago. Lights ahead, Josh. We're coming to a town.
Town? Oh, yeah. I'm on Calais, according to the map.
Why are you stopping?
It's a guy on a bicycle. Maybe he could recommend a pension.
Maybe in luck we could be better at the gendarme.
Hey, Monsieur Gendarme!
Oh, you scared the poor man so he almost fell off the bicycle?
You called me, Monsieur.
I'm sorry I startled you.
There you are, Monsieur.
Sorry if I barged into the middle of your concert.
Ah, pas de quoi. After all, I paid nothing for the tickets, huh? bad enough. May I be of assistance?
Oh, yes, we haven't been here for many years.
So many things have changed.
So we thought by now we would have been...
In Montcarnet.
Ah, Montcarnet. But you are almost there.
We would like to stay overnight. There must be an inn or a pension.
You and your wife?
No, not my wife. My name is Maynard. I'm a major in the 8th Air Force.
Ah, then bienvenue, Monsieur Major.
And this is my fiancée, Nicole Autier.
Nicole Autier? Mon Dieu. Un moment, s'il vous plaît, my lantern. Ah, it is vraiment you, mademoiselle.
You know me?
Know you? Voyons. I remember so many, many years ago. You used to sing in Paris, at Le Paragile, no?
Oh, I just filled in. I was not known.
Oh, you were to me.
You are kind to remember me.
How could one forget? How you sang. I was, of course, covered with shame.
Why?
Oh, evidemment, I should have known who I was worshipping. But those were the years of the war, and the whole world was upside down. Are you still singing?
Oh, no, I have found a better career.
Ah oui, l'avenue d'amour. C'est votre mari, ce soldat, mec.
No, no, this young American soldier is still my fiancé.
But you've got the right idea, gendarme. Marry is what I want to be.
You would be lucky, Monsieur l'American. And I think you too, petite chanteuse. These will be bad times for France after the war. Marry him and go to les États-Unis.
I'm going to take your advice, I think. But first, Monsieur le Gendarme, we need some place to stay for tonight.
Oh, of course. Mille pardons. Voyons, if you are to reside in Montcarnet, there's only one choice, l'auberge. Down the road, next turn to the right, drive 1 kilometer to the heart of town. You cannot miss it on the left. Very small, but for les amis, très à propos.
Well, if it's right for lovers, it's sure right for us. Finally found it.
Well, it's my fault. I should have made you turn left.
I never can learn the difference between droit and gauche.
In the world to come for the rest of our lifetime, I think you'd better.
Well, I don't know about the right, but I don't expect to be bearing that far left.
It's no time for a political discussion. We need accommodations for the night. Go see.
It's pretty dark.
Well, it's pretty late. Now, go in and see if you can wake up the concierge.
He? Oh. Aren't you coming with me?
No, I think I'll just stay for a moment and look at the moon.
Okay, moon lover. Won't be a minute.
Au clair de la lune, mon ami Pierrot, ouvrez-moi ta porte.
Même ça, pour la main de Dieu, je vous en prie. Nico. No time. For the sake of old days, I beg you, hide me.
From whom?
And the police.
Where?
In your car, will lie on the floor in the back.
Have no fear, Jean. You will be safe.
Mademoiselle, pardon me, but did a man run past you?
A man? What man?
A thief. I'm sure he came this way. I was following him.
Oh, yes, the man who was running. He turned. I saw him turn that corner, down that way.
Dubois, did you see him?
No, Lieutenant.
Well, this lady, see, Said he came your way and turned the corner.
I just came from there. Ah, mademoiselle, we meet again.
You know this lady, can you vouch for her?
With my life, Lieutenant. Your thief, he must have run off the road.
Well, perhaps he could be in the car. I have the door closed, I thought.
Oh, look if you want. I just got out when I heard all the excitement.
I know the mademoiselle. You can trust her. Quickly, mon lieutenant, or le chat will escape.
Very well. But I warn you, mademoiselle, do not leave. I will be back to ask you some questions.
All right, Jean. They have gone.
Like old times, eh?
Yes, sir. But what...
No time for words, ma chérie. Only for this.
Oh.
God bless you. Au revoir.
Au revoir, Jean. But why should it be like old times, when the war is over for more than a year? Or is it?
So, now we know who the people we were watching are today. And we're beginning to know who they were over 30 years ago, before they became Brigadier General Joshua Maynard and his wife, Nicole, who once was a member of the French underground. We've opened the door. Want to come into the past with me and find out where the story began all those years ago? If you do, I'll be back to escort you with Act Two.
Take a close look at your next auto or appliance repair bill. What you'll probably see is something like this. $12 for parts, $22 for labor. Hi, Pat Summerall, the True Value Hardware Store's way to help cut those labor charges down to nothing. They offer a TrueTest 11-piece standard or metric socket set for just $15.50 each. So you can start doing those auto and appliance repairs yourself. The TrueTest standard socket set includes 7 sockets, a spark plug socket, an extension, a reversible ratchet wrench, and a case. The metric set has 9 sockets, a ratchet wrench, and carry case. Counting the price of a TrueTest socket set, plus the other parts and tools you need, you can match the mechanic's price for a tune-up. And the next time your car needs a tune-up, all you'll have to buy is the parts. Let True Value Hardware Stores help save you money on home and auto repairs. Get a TrueTest 11-piece standard or metric socket set for just $15.50 each at participating True Value Hardware Stores. Tell them Pat Summerall sent you.
We know a special way to live that only comes when you're willing to give a little more than you must, trying to earn someone's trust.
Avis gives you 2 numbers worth remembering. First, over 1,200. That's the number of places in the continental United States where you can rent an Avis car. 1,200 locations, so there's one near you. The second number, 800-331-1212. That's the Avis toll-free number that gets you an immediate reservation worldwide for a Chrysler-engineered or other fine car. Just call toll-free 800-331-1212 or look for Avis in the Yellow Pages. The people from Avis are trying harder to serve you because they don't know another way.
Avis, we don't know another way.
Kitchen lid means less cooking, more time for fun. So whether for family dinners, parties, or friends dropping in, Polish ham is your answer. Krakus or Atalanta brands. These are fully cooked right in the can. All gristle and bone have been removed, so you buy only lean, tender meat. This is great for your budget, too. All you need to do is open the can and slice whatever quantity you need. Of course, you can also heat Polish ham if you prefer a warm meal. Krakus and Atalanta are the only imported hams to have continuously earned both the Parents Magazine Seal of Commendation and the Good Housekeeping Seal. All this and great flavor, too, in handy 2, 3, 5, or 7 pound tins, or sliced in whatever quantity you need. Get Krakus or Atalanta hams at food stores in your neighborhood. You'll love its convenience. Your family will love its great taste. These have been imported for more than 25 years by New York Commodities Corporation. Available at all Acme supermarkets.
You'll remember we left Nicole in the year 1946, gazing after the 2 French policemen who were chasing a man named Jean Barrère, whom she had just hidden from them.
and that the moment they were out of sight, she had released the man from the car where he was hidden, that he had embraced her fervently, kissed her, and vanished also into the night. Now Josh, a major in the U.S. Air Force, still in uniform in those days, comes rushing out of the inn to her.
Nicole! Nicole, are you all right?
Sana, Shelley. Do not worry.
But I heard shots.
No, not at me.
Oh, what was it all about? Just after the cops ran off, I saw you helping some guy out of our car.
Listen to me quickly and understand. I have just aided a man to escape from the police.
What? Why in the name of...
Don't ask questions, Josh, please. This man who escaped, we were in the underground, the resistance together. His name is Jean Barrère.
Okay, the resistance, that was the war, and you had to choose up sides. But now, Nikki, you don't know what this guy has done. He could have murdered someone.
No, not Jean.
Oh, come on, he didn't kill anyone during the resistance?
It was different. In peace, Jean could not harm a soul. He's too gentle, too kind, too... What would you say? Moral. No, I know him too well.
From the clinch I saw, you know him very well. I think you're crazy to take any chances.
In the old days, such a short time ago, we took many chances together, Jean and I. You were one of them, although you never knew him.
You mean when I crashed during the Stuttgart raid, he helped you and the others smuggle me out and back to England?
He was the one who picked you up when you parachuted down. He risked his life for you, dragging an unconscious man in daylight right under the noses of the Germans to one of our hideouts.
Well, so my hat's off to him, but these are different times.
What different times? To help any member of the underground is simply a reflex action, as tonight. And at any time, I would trust Jean with my life. I would always be sure that...
What is it?
Oh, something in the pocket of my coat. He must have slipped it there when he embraced me.
What?
It's a necklace, a diamond necklace.
Shh, isn't the police coming back? You better report it to
him. No, but if you love me, if you ever want to marry me, say nothing. Let me do the talking.
Mademoiselle, I see you waited. That is good.
You didn't find the man you were chasing.
No, as usual, he has given us this slip.
Who is he?
Oh, I wish we knew. We know him only as Lisha. But Guillaume tells me that you and me are old friends.
You to know, I did not claim so close an acquaintance.
Anyone who has sung together at the Lapin Agile is an old acquaintance.
Je vous remercie.
And your compagnon?
Major Maynard, 8th Air Force, and my fiancé.
Ah, c'est bon.
The 8th Air Force was the savior of France. Well, I wouldn't go that far, but I would... So you and Mademoiselle are beyond reproach. I was going to ask to search your car.
Oh, go ahead, go on. You may. What is all this excitement about?
During the past few months, Mademoiselle, we have had a series of robberies in our town by a man who can climb buildings as quickly and surely as he can.
Well, since we do not know his name, that's what we call him, Le Chat.
But what happened tonight?
Tonight, he robbed again. And again, as usual, gave us the sleep. Will you be staying here for tonight, Mademoiselle?
Josh?
Oh, yeah, they have two rooms open for us.
But why, Lieutenant?
They say the police will want to see you personally, because, believe me, we have determined to catch and punish this man, Lichard. For he is a thief of the most formidable.
Nicole, it's Josh.
Just a moment.
Look, I have to talk to you.
Is that all?
Hmm?
Haven't you noticed I've changed since dinner?
Oh, I'm sorry. You look good. Look, can I come in?
I shouldn't let you after the way you brush aside all the trouble I've gone to. To make myself look beautiful for you.
Nikki, I've been getting stewed about this whole thing, and for the last few hours I...
Please. We discussed it after the police left. We agreed to get settled in the hotel and forget about it for tonight.
But for Pete's sake, don't you recognize that you're compounding a felony? That you're making yourself an accessory after the fact?
Yes.
All right. So now will you march right down to the police station, turn in the necklace, and identify this Jean Barrère as a thief?
No.
What?
Oh, don't you see, George? It's a little late for that. I am already an accessory after the fact, whatever you call it.
Yes, but... I don't know. I give up. What are you going to do then?
Something else I learned in the underground.
What?
wait.
For what?
For Jean to get in touch with me. I'm quite sure he will.
Oh, and then I suppose you'll just turn the necklace over to him, no questions asked.
I don't know. It depends on what Jean will tell me.
Oh, fine. Well, I just hope they run a clean jail and won't come here and the chow's up to scratch.
Oh, darling, don't be mad at me. It's very late and we should get some sleep. But tomorrow this will all be straightened out. And then we'll talk about our plans for the future.
Well, I wish I could be as sure of that as you pretend to be. I mean, it isn't even so much this crazy thing you've done as the guy himself.
What do you mean?
Well, the way you act, you could almost be in love with him.
I'm in love with you, Josh. Can't you trust me?
Yes, but you do sort of crumple it around the edges.
Trust isn't a matter of degree. It is all or nothing. You either have it or you haven't.
You know something, Bibi? You're quite right. Okay. I'll back you all the way down the line.
That's all I need to know. No. Yeah, that's good. Happy?
Moderately.
What now?
I just can't help asking one more question. Were you ever in love with this guy? I mean, these last couple of years during the resistance, like a fellow says, in those days.
In those days, we were all in love, Josh. But not with each other. We were in love with a cause. Good night, darling.
Nicole! Nicole, open the window. C'est Jean. Jean! Shh! A moment. Now, close it. Vite. Bien. Draw the curtain. So, now we are safe enough. You answered my signal quickly.
I was waiting for you. I knew you'd come.
How could you be sure it was...
The old one. Beethoven's Fifth. Why did you come?
To thank you for what you did for me earlier tonight. There are no words.
None needed between old comrades in arms. How many times you have saved my life.
Yeah, n'importe. What time do you have?
4:45.
It'll be light in a few minutes. I have to go. And this time it must be adieu.
That's all you came for? To bid me goodbye?
Of course. And to get the necklace, obviously. You found it?
I found it in my pocket.
Then, may I have it, please?
No questions asked.
There never were in the past. Must we start now?
Oh, times have changed, my dear. Is the necklace yours?
No.
Was it stolen from someone last night?
Yes.
And have you stolen other things recently?
Yes. Let me show you something. Here. Pictures of my wife, my children. You never knew about them. You see, during the war, we were individuals. People with only a false name. No background, no future. But now, you see here in Montcarnet, I am a man of position. The slightest whisper of scandal might ruin me. The best for you, for me, is to give me the necklace, leave Montcarnet, and forget what has happened. I have involved you enough already. Please, give me the necklace and leave Montcarnet forever.
And the police?
If you say nothing more, there's nothing that they can hold you for.
I will give you the necklace on one condition.
And that is?
That you will return it and everything else you have stolen to the rightful owners.
To the rightful owners?
The people they were originally stolen from. Do you agree?
I agree. But it will take time.
Why? 24 hours should be enough. Right?
Yes. That should be enough time to complete everything. Then what?
I have promised to stay here in Montcarnet till the chief of police returns. He's out of town till tomorrow night. I have no choice till he returns because the lieutenant is very suspicious of me and of the way you disappeared. So, you have until the day after tomorrow.
And if the stolen property has not been returned by then?
I will tell the chief of police everything I know.
Eh bien. I shall give you my word that if you are not satisfied that the property is back in the right hands, I myself will confess to the thefts, and you will not be involved. Will it? Who's that?
I don't know, but...
It could be the police. I must go.
Wait here. The necklace.
Up here. Now, the window. My thanks. I commend you to the bon Dieu.
It is you who needs the commending. Hurry.
Nicky, you all right?
Huh? Who is it?
George.
Just a minute.
Well, hurry.
I'm coming. Where is it, Josh? Come in.
I don't know. I thought I heard voices in here. Were you talking to someone?
Yes.
Oh, Jean?
Yes.
Where is he?
He's gone.
The window?
Yes.
And the necklace?
Gone. With him.
Nicky, what are you letting yourself in for? The man is a thief.
No, perhaps, but he was a comrade and a patriot. He deserves a chance to redeem himself.
What chance?
He has promised to return everything he has stolen within 24 hours. I gave him that chance.
You trusted him?
I trusted him. I can only hope he will not fail my trust.
Anytime you reach for a quote, it's odds on that it will be from the Bible or William Shakespeare. This time it's from the latter, and we're going to take the liberty of substituting one word. The quote, "Misery acquaints a man with strange bedfellows." Change misery to war, and do you have a true description of Nicole's old comradeship with Jean? Or is he really an honest man who will live up to his promise? I shall return shortly with Act 3.
The 1977 Buick Regal. It comes with Buick's terrific V6 engine. It carries six people and lots of Buick comfort. It's lean. It's maneuverable in city traffic. It's the most luxurious mid-sized car Buick builds. Yeah, this new Regal is pretty much everything a car should be. Except for one thing. It isn't yours yet. But it can be. Just see a Buick dealer for a test drive. Soon.
Here in my hand is a little capsule. It's contact. It contains enough cold medicine to help relieve cold symptoms caused by every known virus. Think about that the next time you're sick. Sneezing, dripping, all clogged up. Then let us help you with real medicine, like Contact. We're number one in the whole world.
Give your cold to Contact. Real medicine for real cold.
Take only as true.
What's for dinner has an old familiar ring. Where does a mother go for the best of everything? What's for dinner?
ShopRite has a super circular week with savings in every aisle. ShopRite Grade A Rock Cornish Hens, 49 cents a pound. ShopRite Bacon, 99 cents a pound. A 10-pound bag of potatoes for 99 cents and more. Visit your nearby ShopRite and see. In order to conserve energy during this week, all New Jersey ShopRite stores will be open 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. and closed on Sundays.
Hey, Mom, what's for dinner? ShopRite has dinner. ShopRite has
the choice. Is the choice.
The choice of the most nonstops at Dallas-Fort Worth. 10 every business day, departing from all three New York airports.
The choice.
The choice of the most nonstops returning. 4 to LaGuardia, 4 to Newark, 2 to JFK. Every business day.
Planet is the choice.
Planet has the choice of the only breakfast and dinner flights from Dallas-Fort Worth to all three New York airports. Takes off on the nonstop choice between New York and Dallas-Fort Worth.
Planet gets you there with flying colors. Come on, America, fly.
Come fall in love with a princess.
They're like three beautiful
sister.
Maybe it was the dazzling Bahamas sun and the warm, transparent waters. But when golfer Johnny Miller went to the Bahamas, he fell in love with not one, but three princesses. The Bahamas Princess Hotel, the Xanadu Princess Hotel, and the Bahamas Princess Tower.
They've really got something for everybody. Great golf, sailing, nightclubs, and a fantastic gambling casino.
See your travel agent about our Bahamas vacation packages. He'll help you decide which princess to fall in love with.
Examining that quote again, misery acquaints a man with strange bedfellows. There is perhaps one other word that has a bearing on our tale, which affects only one in our cast of characters. Remember that we are back in the year 1946, that Josh is a young man deeply in love with, but not yet married to, Nicole. So suppose we paraphrase the quote thus, war acquaints a woman with strange bedfellows. And with that in mind, we can understand Josh's fury as he bursts into Nicole's room the following day.
Josh, what's the matter?
Oh, nothing. Nothing at all. I just thought you might like to see the afternoon paper.
Don't tell me we're back at war.
Just read it and weep.
Le Chat prowls again. Daring robbery yields him over 200,000 francs.
Yeah. There's your knight in shining armor. Not only has he failed to return all the things he has stolen, as he promised, but he laughed at you and did it again.
I can't believe it. I just can't believe it. I would have trusted Jean with my life.
You've trusted him with part of it, anyway. Nicole, if you have to confess your share in this, I don't see how you can stay out of jail. What are you going to tell the chief of police?
I don't have to tell him anything. Yet.
Oh, you've got to be kidding. Nicole, what were you and Jean Barrett to each other that you still can trust them?
Comrades in arms and nothing else.
That gets a little hard to swallow when you're willing to go this far out on a limb for him. And if you think I'm going to stand by and see a generous impulse get you in trouble...
No need. A few more hours, I can cut myself free. I gave Jean 24 hours, and I will live up to that. And then I'll go to the chief of police.
Mademoiselle Autier, the chef de police will see you now.
Very well.
I'm going with you.
Why? Are you afraid I won't tell the truth?
I'm sorry, Monsieur Ménard. But the chef wishes to see the mademoiselle alone.
Too bad about him. I'm still going along.
Please, Josh, don't make a fuss.
Okay, I don't like it, but... Okay.
Just keep your fingers crossed. Hello, Lieutenant? What is the name of your chef de police?
Capitaine Georges Gérard. Permettez-moi. Capitaine Gérard, Mademoiselle Nicole Autier.
Thank you. Come and leave us.
Oui, mon capitaine.
Capitaine Gérard.
Jean-Pierre Gérard. My name.
But you're Jean. Jean Bavard. What are you doing here?
I belong here. Because my true name is Georges Gérard. And I am chief of police of Montcarnet. Like most others, during the resistance, I did not use my real name. You knew me only as Jean Barret.
But you actually are chief of police here in Montcarnet?
Yes.
And you are also the criminal, Le Chat, who committed a fresh robbery last night.
Quite correct. I could not explain fully to you because this one last job remained to be accomplished. And, as you so correctly pointed out, values have changed.
Now, just what does that mean?
I was no longer sure that you would recognize the same values as I.
Well, one value I do recognize is a promise. Evidently, you don't. That the money and the jewels should be returned to their rightful owners. Well, have they?
I shall let you be the judge. Enfin, let me explain, as perhaps I should have done before. As you know, Situated where we are, Montcalmé was an active center of the resistance movement. Until our underground was wiped out when one of our members betrayed us. He is since dead and matters no longer. But the rest of us had to escape. Many of us were helped by neighbors. Some betrayed. But, like everything else in the world, nothing is black and white.
What do you mean?
I mean that some of us were forced to deal with the gray people. Those who are willing to help us escape, but for a price. Mon Dieu, to feast and grow fat on the desperate and the helpless, that is to forfeit all claim upon humanity and its rights.
The gray people. These are the people you have been robbing.
Here is a list of the stolen goods. Stolen? Let me show you. Stolen last night from Le Maître, the jeweler. 200,000 francs in diamonds. The price to the very sou that these jackal demanded from my friend Moret to hide him in the back of his car and drive him through the German patrols to Holland on safety. Moret, who risked his life 1,000 times for France and who lives now blind and alone in Paris. Here is another. 250,000 francs stolen from Blanche, the printer. The price of a forged carte d'identité to enable Pierre Dunois to escape. Pierre, long since dead, but leaving behind him a wife and 3 children, without resources, with little future, and less hope. I could go on down the list, but must I tell all the other sad and tragic stories? They are substantially the same.
No, no, no need. Except the necklace?
The necklace? A bribe to Paul Etienne Cramois, at this moment our esteemed mayor of Montcalmé. Blood money to secure my own escape. Except that it will never be turned into money. It was my mother's. That cannot be returned to its rightful owner, since my beloved mother is dead. She has no need for it. Here it is. I couldn't bear for it to be owned for greed in place of love. Well, there you have it, Nicole. For myself, I have no regrets. I will stand on my own values of right and wrong. But for my wife and children, I am afraid. And for the good job I believe I have done here otherwise as chief of police. So, it's up to you. You can save me or ruin me. Which shall it be?
You make a very hard choice for me, Jean. You ask me to condone crimes, whatever good they were committed for. You ask me to join you in setting yourself above the law. You ask me to trust you for the future. To accept your word that your private crusade is finished. You ask a great deal.
See, I see that I ask too much. I want you to leave now, Nicole. And as soon as you are gone, I will surrender myself to the lieutenant of police and admit my crime.
No, Jean. Sit down again, please. I have something to do first. I wish to make a statement. Would you send for a stenographer? And may I have a witness? He's waiting outside.
Who?
My future husband, Major Josh Maynard. Josh, this is the Chief of Police, Gerard, with you as witness, and aware that a transcript is being made of all I say, I wish to make a statement. 3 nights ago, a man named Jean Barrère came running down the street in front of a hotel, with the police chasing him. Because of my past knowledge of this man, believing in him and his basic morality, I helped him to escape from the police.
Nicky, hold it. Don't do this. Wait till you have a lawyer.
Please, Josh. I'm thinking things over, in spite of the fact that I believe this man, in my heart, is innocent of any crime. I decided the best thing to do was to make this confession to the police and, having identified the man, leave it up to them to trace and find him. That is all.
One more thing, mademoiselle. What did you say the man's name was?
Jean. Jean Barrère. Monsieur Gérard.
Then, I can promise you, if this Jean Barrère ever shows his face again, he will be punished to the full extent of the law.
And am I free to leave, Monsieur Gérard?
Yes, mademoiselle, free to leave. Just one more thing.
Yes.
Mon ami Americain, you are in love with this young lady?
Too darn right.
Then I ask you to forgive me this. I have stolen a kiss, young man. I saw you flinch. But believe me, oh, please believe me, sometimes there are urgent reasons for stealing.
I don't get it.
Perhaps not. But I'm sure your bride-to-be understands. I will leave it to her to explain. Only, let me assure you, this was not a kiss out of passion, but out of love and respect.
So now, 30 years later, at last you have the whole story, Josh. And you can understand why, when I pick up the paper and learn that the mayor of Montcalm is dead, I have to go back to Montcalm.
I'm sorry, honey, but I don't understand. Why do we have to go back there? It's past history.
Not quite.
Oh, you're so anxious to see Jean, whatever his name is again?
No, I have something to return.
What?
The necklace.
You mean you've had it all these years?
As long as the estimable mayor of Montcalm was still alive, obviously Jean had no use for it.
Since he heisted it from the mayor, I see your point.
And besides, I thought it was a good idea to hang on to it as a guarantee of, well, Jean's good behavior.
Okay, darling. You know I can't refuse you anything.
Oh, I have to take it to him. It was his mother's. And though she's long since dead, I think it belongs to his wife.
You know something?
What?
I love you. After 70, 80, 100... And you know how I can prove it?
How?
I'm still jealous of every other man now, today, tomorrow, and yesterday in your life. Like...
Like what?
Like, when you see this cat burglar, patriot, top cop again, you wouldn't be planning to return anything else, would you?
What, for example?
Well, for example, there's still the matter of that goodbye kiss he swarmed all over you.
30 years ago, you still remember.
Yes, and I still resent it.
Then I have a better idea. I will let you return it right now.
Oh, now you're talking.
Oh.
Well, better than the chief of police.
So much better, darling. That was a kiss that didn't have much respect, but it did have love and passion. We can always go to Montcalm tomorrow. Hmm?
Never put off till tomorrow what you can do today. Someone is responsible for that statement. Who? Benjamin Franklin? What does it matter? It's a piece of very specious wisdom, especially in a case like this, where love is concerned. Love is immediate, demanding, necessary, and should be taken while it can be had. So with that, we draw the final curtain on General Josh Maynard and his wife, Nicole. I'll be back shortly.
Extra, extra, read all about it. State senator arrested for brutal murder.
Chapin Hope made one mistake. He had an affair with a cocktail waitress, and now Chapin Hope is accused of her murder because a headline-hungry reporter wants his hide in Establishment of Innocence, a novel that will disturb your sleep about an innocent man nobody believes and a guilty man nobody suspects. Establishment of Innocence, a Berkeley paperback.
Extra, extra, read all about it.
And now one of America's biggest success stories. Latest sale figures are in on General Motors' new full-size Chevrolets, Pontiacs, Oldsmobiles, Buicks, and Cadillacs. Since the beginning of the model year through the second 10-day sales report in January, they show a 47% increase over their 1976 counterparts 1 year ago. If you want to see what brought about this 47% sales jump, test drive GM's new full-size cars at your GM dealers today. They'll make a believer of you, too.
People even like the price policy at AMCO Transmissions.
AMCO gave me a price okay before they did the work. There was no guesswork about anything. Then when I picked up my car, the price was the same. I wish a lot more places operated the way AMCO does.
People like the way we do things. We do things right. AMCO. AAMCO.
AMCO is the world's largest transmission specialist, and there are over 40 AMCO centers in this area, one close to you.
If you've never been backstage, then treat yourself to New York's most theatrical restaurant. I'm Ted Hook, your host, and it's showtime every day at lunch, cocktails, dinner, and supper. Our menu is extensive, and reservations are encouraged and honored. Please telephone 581-8447. That's 581-8447. And follow the stars to 318 West 45th Street. Backstage.
So the cat is dead. Not choked to death with cream, perhaps, but laid peacefully to rest because he had lived out all his lives and had no reason left to exist. Wouldn't it be nice if all of us could bury our alter egos, the cats that snarl in the back of our minds, prejudice, hate, despair, envy? Our cast included Marion Seldes, Ian Martin, and Court Benson. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown. Radio Mystery Theater was sponsored in part by True Value Hardware Stores. This is E.G. Marshall inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time, pleasant dreams.
Tonight's WOR Mystery Theater was also brought to you in part by ShopRite Supermarkets, where you get a lot more for a little less. The preceding program was furnished by CBS Radio. Your dial is set for 10 minutes of late news with John Scott reporting. This is WOR New York, an RKO general station.
Those who believe it bizarre to splash water in the face of a startled infant in religious ritual, who feel it cruel mutilation to perform the rite of circumcision on an infant boy 8 days after birth, and all other assorted bigots take heart. The courts now appear to be cooperating with a new phenomenon gaining legal sanction called deprogramming, aimed at the young persons deeply involved in religious cults. Wide publicity has been given to various parental organizations formed for the purpose of combating some religious cults' alleged hold over their children. Cases of apparent kidnapping, suits over alienation of affection, and charges of brainwashing have been published, some in connection with the work of Sun Myung Moon, the Maharaj-ji, and others, and their wide following among American youth. Now, in addition to lawsuits, parents' organizations, picketing, and other methods of combating the cultists, a new phenomenon has emerged. A foundation called Freedom of Thought has been organized in Tucson, Arizona, by Michael Troust and Joe Alexander. And so far, it appears the courts have cooperated with Troust and Alexander in their attempts to deprogram youngsters caught up in various religious cults, such as those I've already mentioned, and the Hare Krishnas, the Love Family, and others. At first glance, many a parent may feel relieved that at last someone is doing something about these alleged religious fanatics. True, it may seem strange to see young children standing barefoot and bald-headed on street corners, dressed in white robes, distributing religious literature. But when you reflect on this, is it really any more strange than some of the commonly accepted ritual, religious garb, and ceremony of large, recognized churches? Apparently, these deprogrammers manage to completely isolate their clients, as they're called, and then intensely question them concerning their beliefs until after a time those beliefs are said to be unfrozen. This is to combat the alleged brainwashing techniques of the cult, it is assumed. But wait, why not apply the same principles to any organized religion, or for that matter, philosophy or political thought? Is not the technique of unfreezing established beliefs during long sessions of probing questioning, the use of isolation, and other physiological and psychological stimuli very similar to those techniques used by the communist Chinese during the Korean War, or tactics employed by the North Vietnamese communists against American POWs? When you stop to think about it, what if there had been such a group of deep programmers available to the Pharisees or the Romans immediately following the crucifixion of Christ? Would any organized religion exist today if deep programmers could have isolated their members, unfrozen their religious concepts, and substituted totally different ones? Religion, by its very nature, deals with questions which to most men appear to be unanswerable and therefore mystical and spiritual. Denied this aura of the mystical, many religious organizations couldn't exist. Though Protestants and Jews might not agree with the Mass or infant baptism, and though Catholics might disagree with fasting on Yom Kippur, and though Methodists might disagree with Baptist practice of immersion, and though atheists would disagree with all of the above, who is to play God to decide which of these equally strange practices to the uninitiated is worthy of retaining, which should be deprogrammed? Shades of the Spanish Inquisition, not unlike the tiresome replacements of despots by revolutionaries turned despot, it appears Troust and Alexander are replacing the cults with a cult. And so, perhaps as yet unknown to the public, there's already some other new organization being formed aimed at deprogramming these deprogrammers. Those parents who take heart in rescuing their children from the cults might ponder the apparent anachronistic character of this newly spawned American Inquisition. Who is to arbitrarily decide which of these cults protected under the First Amendment is wrong and should be obliterated by deprogramming? We've had presidents with different, varying religious backgrounds, including a Catholic and at present a Baptist. Blessedly, the concept of complete separation of church and state is still dear to the hearts of free men in a free country, but when the courts of the land give legal sanction to organizations specifically aimed at destroying religious faith, no matter how bizarre it may appear to others, there is a chilling sense of foreboding you experience. When reading of Michael Trouse and Joe Alexander's success in isolating and deprogramming young people who have gone flocking after this or that religious philosophy as they recoil away from society, makes one wonder when Trouse and Alexander will show up at the White House, or maybe in Rome. Pick up the telephone right now and dial that toll-free number, 800-423-4444, for the booklet called The Occult Explosion. What does it mean? It's a booklet about strange religions, at least to most people. But what should be done? The Occult Explosion, what does it mean? Pick up the telephone right now and dial 800-423-4444. It's absolutely free of charge. Until next time, Garner Ted Armstrong.